We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that three-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Damn, the hee-haw again.
It's time for Donkey of the Day.
I'm not trying to be Donkey today no more.
They should be embarrassed by what they already did. I'm not making new people do these things.
Called Donkey of the Day, and it really caught me off guard.
Damn, Charlamagne, who got the Donkey of the Day today?
Well, Jess Hilarious, Donkey of the Day for Monday, February 5th goes to the LAPD, who decided they needed to detain and then arrest my good brother Michael Rinder, a.k.a. Killer Mike. Drop on a clue bomb for Killer Mike. You know, we've been celebrating the good brother Killer Mike all morning because last night he swept the Grammys. He won all three categories. He was nominated in Best Rap Performance, Best Rap Song, and Best Rap Album. He won all three. Dropping a clue bomb for Mike again. To all you naysayers out there, don't tell me Killer Mike shouldn't have won Rap Album of the Year if you didn't listen to Michael. Because I've been telling y'all for months that he should win a Grammy for Rap Album of the Year. And he did that. But then we heard the news that he was detained and booked for battery just hours after winning three awards. Let's go to WFB TV Channel 2 Atlanta for the report, please.
Police detained rapper and Atlanta native Killer Mike in the middle of the Grammy Awards show. It came moments after he swept all three rap categories, his first Grammy win in more than two decades. Details on exactly what happened are still limited, but video spreading online shows Killer Mike being escorted out of the arena in handcuffs. The AP is reporting a police spokesperson said it stemmed from an altercation inside that arena around 4 p.m. local time. In a text to our partners at the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, he said it was, quote, an overzealous security guard, but I am good. A source told Channel 2 that he did confirm that he was held, but has since been released.
Now, all you Negroes out there who be wearing tinfoil poo shiesty masks, all you folks who be on YouTube with every single conspiracy theory under the sun, where is the conspiracy theories about this? You can't tell me this is not a conspiracy. I don't know what the conspiracy is yet, but the fact that Killer Mike swept the Grammys last night, every rap category, and none of the rap categories was televised, and then he got detained and arrested. Killer Mike was about to buy NBC. okay? Or at the least, at the least, BET. All right? Now, we all know Killer Mike is a radical black man, great human being, one of my top five favorite rappers of all time, but an amazing human, okay? Philanthropist, entrepreneur, Morehouse graduate. Everything y'all Negroes say black men should be, Killer Mike is. And he got a black wife. Drop on the clues bombs for Shea Bigger. Okay? There's nothing I wanted more than to hear Killer Mike's acceptance speech live on TV. And I believed that the powers that be had to keep Killer Mike from that stage at all costs, okay? At least on the live television portion. I believed that as soon as they decided he was going to win those awards, then immediately they devised a plan to keep him from spreading his unapologetic blackness to the world. First, you know, they just didn't televise the awards. Then he just mysteriously gets handcuffed and detained over an alleged physical altercation and then released, you know, right after the awards over. This is why I wanted Jay-Z to go further in his speech last night in light of those circumstances, okay? When he won the Dr. Dre Global Icon Award, you know, he did acknowledge that they didn't televise when the Fresh Prince and Jazzy Jeff won an award in the 80s. They didn't televise when Jay-Z won a Grammy in the 90s, and now it's 2024, and y'all didn't televise any of the rap categories. How did we make progress all these years only to go back to doing what caused us to boycott y'all in the first place? I would have liked for Jay-Z to make that statement and then call the good brother Killer Mike up on stage, you know, to give the acceptance speech live on TV that he should have gotten to begin with. But we didn't get that opportunity because the LAPD decided to detain Michael Rinder for some BS, okay? LAPD, when have y'all ever arrested an artist at the Grammys? Huh? Will Smith smacked Chris Rock at the Oscars. Mm-hmm. Love Will Smith, but that's assault. He didn't get arrested. They let him sit there for the rest of the show and accept his Oscar when he won. Killer Mike couldn't get that same type of courtesy in L.A., huh? I'm looking at the charge, and it says a physical altercation inside the arena involving a third party. What does that even mean? Third party leads me to believe it wasn't even Mike who was involved in the physical altercation. And the LAPD says somebody, you know, complains. Obviously, we have to do something about it. Really, LAPD? Really? You question them, book them, embarrass them by walking through the Crypto.com arena, got them handcuffed like he just shot the place up for an unspecified misdemeanor? YouTube, y'all know every damn thing, but all of a sudden you don't want to speak to the injustice that happened to Adamsville's finest, huh? LAPD, y'all should be ashamed of yourselves. Show me a time when an artist gets arrested from an award show for a misdemeanor. As much as y'all don't like doing extra paperwork, hell, it's understanding as some of y'all officers are. You trying to tell me that a misdemeanor warranted the nonsense y'all put Michael Rinder through last night? Nope. Nope. It was a conspiracy. I don't know what the conspiracy was, but it was a conspiracy. Was it the white supremacist power structure keeping Mike from saying something that was going to shake up black America last night? Huh? Was it Democratic operatives mad at how Killer Mike spoke truth to power on Bill Maher Friday night about Joe Biden? Huh? Was they upset about that? Huh? Was they upset he might go up there and say something that could impact the upcoming election negatively? Or was it the Barbs? Who are mad that the Grammys announced Nicki Minaj and Ice Spice Barbie World as best rap song, but they were wrong because Killer Mike won. I don't know why y'all would get mad at Mike about that, but was it y'all? All I know is LAPD, y'all didn't have to do that, okay? It could have waited. And I hope y'all don't arrest me for some nonsense next time I'm in L.A. because I just gave y'all the credit y'all deserve for being stupid. Please give the LAPD the biggest hee-haw. It was a conspiracy.
That was well put, Charlamagne.
Mm-hmm.
I like that.
Thank you, Jessica.
Yeah.
It was a conspiracy.
Yeah. Thank you, Jessica. I believe so as well. I believe so as well.
All right. Well, yeah. Thank you for that Donkey Today.
Donkey Today is sponsored by renowned personal injury attorney Michael the Bull Lamisoff. Don't be a donkey when you need a fighter on your side. If you're ever injured, go to MichaelTheBull.com. That's MichaelTheBull.com. And when you mess with the bull, you get the horns.
Wake that ass up
early in the morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What up? I am Dramos, host of the Life as a Gringo podcast. This is a show for the No Sabo kids, the 200%ers. Here we celebrate your otherness and embrace living in the gray area. Every Tuesday, I'll be bringing you conversations around personal growth, issues affecting the Latin community, and much more. Then, every Thursday, I'll be tackling trending stories and current events from our community. Listen to Life as a Gringo on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics, in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We're the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.